The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. What a joy it is to have you join us today. We're going to be in John chapter 7 again. We started this message last week, and if you'd like to hear the first part of it, you can go to the website at considerhisword.org, and there hear all of the messages in this series and other messages in the past as well. Again, considerhisword.org. Now, if you'd like to write to us, our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. And of course, you can always email me directly at considerhisword.radio@gmail.com. Now let's get to John chapter 7. I want to kind of set up the stage again and kind of what is going on. Jesus had been preaching around in the area of Jerusalem at this point, and the Pharisees had been hearing different things about what he had said. In fact, he had made some great claims up until this point. And we go back a little bit in the first part of John. When the people were coming, this is again John 7, and the people were listening to Jesus and what he was saying, and they were coming to these Pharisees and saying, "Who is this? And have you heard what he said?" And they would go and were making these reports. Now, the Pharisees, were getting concerned. And so they sent some men to go and listen to Jesus. Now, he had been speaking, and when they came to hear him, he challenged them to believe on me, he said, and you would have, out of your belly, he said, shall flow rivers of living water. And this created a division among the people, and these guys that they sent, they were officers of the temple of some kind. They were supposed to go and take him, but they didn't do that. In fact, we read in John 7, in verse 44, and some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. Now, the thing is that when they got back and reported to the Pharisees and the chief priests, we go down to verse 45 in chapter 7, it says, then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said to them, why have you not brought him? The officers answered, never a man spake like this man. Now, was it the words that he said, or was it how he said it, or was it maybe just his voice that impressed them? However, this just stirred them up even more. They wanted to capture him some more, and of course, Nicodemus stood and said, you know, the law says that we're not to punish anybody until we have heard what they said. So they kind of held off for now. But I want to go back to this whole statement that they said. When they came back, they said, never a man spake like this man. Now, I can just see these guys, when they came to hear Jesus preach, watching the crowd, watching Jesus, and I think that when Jesus began to speak, they were glued to him. They were mesmerized by him. Never heard anybody speak like this before. And that's exactly what they reported back to the Pharisees. So what is it we heard? Now, I want to look at several things. We go back in this same chapter, back to verse 26, And the Bible says how that Jesus spoke boldly. He would stand up and speak very boldly. They were not really used to this. I want to look at, again, chapter 7 in verse 26. It says, "But lo, he speaketh boldly, and they say nothing unto him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ?" By the fact that he would speak so boldly, it caused them to think that maybe the Pharisees were accepting Jesus for what he said. When he said that he was the Messiah, maybe they believed that. And boy, when they heard him, they saw that he would speak so boldly. When he spoke, he would speak without fear, without any hesitation. You know, he was not concerned with what people thought about him. In fact, he knew what they thought about him, and they knew what was in their hearts, and he knew what was going through their mind, but that didn't concern him at all. He would still speak the truth. He always spoke the truth. 1 Peter 2:22 says, "Who did no sin, neither was guile or deceit found in his mouth." He always spoke the truth. And he would speak the truth boldly and without fear. He was not concerned with the critics. He was not concerned with what they might say on any kind of social media. I know there wasn't such a thing back then, but you know, they would talk to each other. And he was not concerned about what they were saying to each other or what his critics were saying, not even what these Pharisees were saying. He was not concerned with these connivers who were trying to find some way that they could get to him and maybe get him to shut up and quit claiming to be the Messiah and quit telling people to believe on him. He was not concerned with any of the consequences and what may happen. He spoke boldly. But you notice also, I want to look at another passage of Scripture over in Matthew, where the Bible said that he would speak with authority. This is Matthew 7 now. We were in John 7. Now we're in Matthew 7. And in verse 28, it says, "And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes." You realize that authority, he is the creator. The authority of his voice, they would recognize and see, not as these scribes would teach, maybe with some doubt or maybe talking in circles. You know, when Jesus spoke, he knew what he was talking about. He didn't have to wonder about it and try to skirt around. You know, it reminds me, you hear sometimes these politicians and people try to answer a question, and they never answer the question. They skirt around it. They're afraid of the truth. Oh, they know the truth, but they're afraid to speak that truth. He taught as one that knew what he was talking about. Did you ever hear somebody teach about something that they knew nothing about? Years ago, I was a school teacher, and we were having a special teacher's meeting, and we had one of the assistant principals came down. Now, this was a gentleman I would guess was probably in his late 40s or early 50s, and he stood before this group of teachers and said, "Now, we're going to talk about how to discipline your students in the classroom." And it wasn't long until we could figure out that he didn't know what he was talking about. And finally, someone stood up and asked him. Thankfully, they had the boldness to stand up and ask him. And they said, "Have you ever been in a classroom? Have you ever taught students in junior high or high school?" And he stood there for a few moments of silence. He goes, "Well, not really, but I have this book here." He really didn't know, and we could tell he didn't know what he was talking about. And it wasn't long. He kind of stammered through a few things, and he ended the class. And we didn't have any more classes. In fact, the next semester, it was really the next school year, they put him in a classroom. And after the year of teaching students, he resigned. Now, I would like to hear him come back and tell about his classes and how he would maybe discipline those classes. You know, Jesus, he didn't learn from books. He didn't learn from a university. He was all-knowing and all-wise. And he had the authority to teach his own doctrines. He had the authority to teach his people. And that authority would show through. The people would know that he spoke with authority. Now, he would also speak with power. When Jesus would speak, things would happen. Let's go over to Matthew chapter 9. The Bible says, and he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the sick of the palsy, "Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee." And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, "This man blasphemous." And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, "Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whither is it easier to say, 'Thy sins be forgiven thee,' or say, 'Arise and walk'? But that thou may know that the Son of Man hath power on the earth to forgive sins," he said to the sick of the palsy, "Arise, take up thy bed, and go to thine house." And he arose and departed to his house. And when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. When they saw Jesus, they saw that he spoke with power, even under his voice. In John chapter 11, when Jesus, his friend had died, and he waited for a day and went into town. There he stood before the grave of his friend, and he said, "Lazarus, come forth." And he did. That's power. The very sound of his voice came with power, power to heal. Sometimes power to comfort, like in John 14, when he spoke with his disciples and tried to comfort them and encourage them. He had power to raise the dead. He spoke with such great power. And then finally, he spoke with simplicity. Often Jesus spoke in parables, but he spoke in a way that people would understand so that they would get what he was saying. And many of these parables, as he spoke the parables, they would begin to understand. And he would use these parables to speak in a simplistic way. And then finally, he would speak with grace. Grace from his very voice. I want to go over to Luke chapter 4 very quickly. Our time is almost gone, but I want to give this to you very quickly. Over in Luke chapter 4, beginning in verse 22. Chapter 4, if I can get there. Chapter 4, verse 22, it says, "And all bear witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, 'Is this not Joseph's son?'" They would see his grace. And we may not hear an audible voice, but we can hear the voice of God. When he says, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." And he speaks to us through the Spirit of God and through his word. Wouldn't it be something to hear him speak like this men heard him speak? And it came back to these Pharisees, and all they could say is, "No man spake like this man." God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
The preceding program was listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.